WEEI FM and HD1.
Gotta back off the microphones, guys.
From Giant Glass, the WEEI. Trending now. Call 1-800-54-GIANT.
Trending now here on WEEI and WEEI.com. Patriots 7-2 lead the AFC East by 2 games. Thanks to losses by the Dolphins and the Bills yesterday. And now the Patriots begin their preparations for the Colts here in Foxborough. Patriots and Colts do battle in Indianapolis next Sunday night at 8:30. Chandler Jones making progress as he continues to rehab from a hip injury. That's what Bill Belichick told reporters yesterday. The Ho-Man will join us in mere moments here on Sports Radio WEEI as we're at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough. The Panthers will take on the Eagles tonight, Monday Night Football. You can listen to the game right here on Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI. Bruins news, David Krejci missing practice yesterday. Day-to-day heading into tonight's game against the Devils, Krejci's been dealing with a hip injury since the beginning of the season. And baseball GM meetings begin today in Arizona. WEEI.com's Rob Bradford is there covering the latest. According to a Major League source, the Red Sox will not meet with Pablo Sandoval during the meetings. Current temperature here in Foxborough, 57 degrees. Supposed to be a high of about 58, 59 degrees. Trending now sponsored by Climate Design Systems. Have your home's heating system checked before winter hits by calling 978-289-6002. That's 978-289-6002. MFB, more the final hour coming up next. Sports Radio WEEI.
Callahan here. Hey, engineers, my brother-in-law Greg and the Shea Concrete team can help with all precast concrete products in your next project design. Both stock drawings and custom. Call Shea at 800-696-7432. SheaConcrete.com.
This is Patriots Monday.
Touchdown!
On Sports Radio WEEI. Presented by Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. And brought to you in part by Gillette Flexball, the official New England Patriots. And by Putnam Investments. Pursuing performance excellence through new ways of thinking. Back to more MFB. Merlone, Fourier, and Benz on WEEI.
It is the final hour of MFB. Lou Merlone is here. Christian Fourier, Tim Benz is off. I'm Greg Dickerson. Glad to be joined by the Who Man, Michael O.O. Manawanui. How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
Doing well, thank you. You're brought to you by ARS Restoration Specialist, Town Fair Tire, and FindMassMoney.com. This is your bye week, or you're just finishing up your bye week. You guys were on a roll and playing such good football going into the bye week. Does that matter? Does the bye week still come at a good time, or would you rather have been continuing the ball rolling?
That's a good question. I definitely would have rather had it right now as opposed to week three, week four, as some teams do. So I think it came at a good time, and we're obviously playing good football, and we got to keep that going. It's part of being a professional.
Yeah, hey, you know, how tough was it during that first four-game stretch, really going into the fifth game against Cincinnati? I mean, you know, everybody in the media, you know, except me, I was the only one who would
the less intelligent media like ourselves.
I would never pile on like the rest of these guys were. How tough was it for you guys just to block out the noise and just to continue to work on, you know, getting better?
I'd be lying if I said we didn't hear it or think about it, but you know, it's part of our job, and we're going to get criticized when things aren't going right, but. Like I said, it's part of our job as professionals to keep it going. That's all we did. We kept working hard, got back to the basics, and just worked even harder.
You know, you were under Josh McDaniels out in St. Louis there for a year too. So I guess that's like been 4 years now with him. Have you seen him, the differences maybe when he was in St. Louis? Granted, he's got a different quarterback, right. But has he changed at all? Have you seen him
not
change
really.
Anyway?
He's still the same fiery coach. You know, when we weren't doing so well in St. Louis, that he is now, you know, when we do have success. Very smart, very intelligent. But like I said, I always go back to that word fiery. You know, no matter what the situation is, he's always on everyone. And no matter who it is, you know, tell him to do this and that and get better. And that's what we do. And that's, you know, part of being a successful team.
You talk about getting back to basics and working on things and getting better. And obviously we've seen that in a lot of different areas. What has impressed you the most in terms of where you guys have gotten better during this run?
Really just coming in here every day, realizing, self-scouting, I guess you could say, what our faults are. Because in those two losses, there's plays that obviously we could have done better, and that's what we really just focus on, is getting better at our craft, not worrying about what the other team does, because most of the time it was us stopping ourselves. So once we got that done, I think everyone started to see the results. So as long as we keep doing that, we'll be fine.
No, is Bill still giving those pop quizzes on like Wednesday morning? You know, he's like, all right, Brian Daboll? Is Daboll coming up to you like before the team meet saying, listen, I heard there's going to be a pop quiz. Make sure you know all that random information that you normally wouldn't look at so you don't look like that guy that doesn't get the right question?
Absolutely. Daboll tells us that every day so that we're ready and so that we're preparing for that. So we never know when they're going to come.
Now, have you been called out yet? Have you been that guy?
This year, no. In the past 2 years, I definitely have been. I'm all right at them. Fourth string snapper.
Yeah, right. It's
the
a backup. It's always like it's a guy you're not looking at. Who's the third string safety in nickel?
Yeah.
What school did he go to? Like, yeah. I don't know.
Exactly. So
those are the questions.
It's like it's scouting close. Report questions. Third down. It's like all those important like little nuggets that you're supposed to know. Situational type stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay, what do they do on third down when there's 2 minutes left on the clock and this guy comes out? Who's coming in?
Exactly.
Like you need to know who's coming in, because you're probably going to block them, right?
Exactly.
And what are the consequences?
It's a constant stress.
What are the consequences?
I guess there's really no consequence.
No.
I mean, it's not like they're taking your badge. Hey, give me
not
your badge
yet.
And your gun.
So then what the hell are you stressed for? Are there
because nobody wants to
be that
to
guy.
Look ridiculous, and a man in his position cannot be made to look ridiculous.
Exactly.
Okay? That's what it is. Because I'm looking at you. I'm thinking you're the guy. You're always like, you've been that X factor for me, right? I mean, I think you can put your hand on the ground. You could be that F guy. I mean, I'm just waiting for them to involve you more. Well, in the offense, I'm sure you are also. So, I mean, is that on the way? I mean, what do we have to do here to get you some catches?
I mean, you're two for two. Two targets, two catches. Tom, I'm making you look good.
I know.
Like, throw the ball.
Yeah, exactly. Well, is that three for three? It doesn't count, though. So, yeah, I guess
two
for two. obviously, you wish and you hope for that. But, like I said, from day one since I got here, whatever I got to do, if I play one game and it's a block, I'm going to do it to the best of my ability. And Coach tells us every day, we have a room full of great guys. Obviously, Gronk is in our room, probably playing the most, getting the most looks. And then we have, Devlin's in our room and Timmy Wright's in our room. So we just have three other guys that are plugged in whenever they need us. And, that's been our role to do it as best as possible. And I think we've done a good job so far.
How old is Gronk right now?
Is he more?
I mean, why does it seem like you're like 20 years older than him? Like, is he just like a little kid, like messing with him every single day?
It's never a dull moment.
Explain what those meetings are like.
Yeah.
Squirrel.
how does he do with the pop quizzes?
No.
Butterflies. How are all these things getting in this room?
he really does well. He does do a good job. He gets his work done first, and then there's time for Gronk stories and things of that nature, but it's always work done first and then a couple minutes
Gronk stories
turn into
an hour. Those have got to be epic, right? Let's hurry up and get through this practice film, Coach, so Gronk can tell us what he did last night.
There's some good ones.
None you can tell us. Tell?
No.
Probably not even off air either. He can't tell us.
Oh, yeah. All right, so thinking about Indy, have you guys, I mean, I guess have you allowed yourself to even, dive back into, work mode yet?
Absolutely. On the plane ride to Chicago, where we went over the weekend for a couple of days. Before that, in the bye week, while we're doing some self-scout stuff, what teams are looking at us, where we're deficient at, or where we haven't been so well off so far. So definitely we got into them last week. And then, like I said, I keep going back to being a professional. It's part of your job, even though we have the days off, to get back in it and really look at them. It's a huge game for us.
One of the big thing changes, I think, the last five we talked about was like that offensive line. Mm-hmm. And we're going to call them Googs. Okay, let's go there.
Sure.
Googly Amble. Took a lot of heat, right? And people here, too, including myself, just like, you know, is it going to work? Because it's an unknown with Scar being gone and everything. But you've been a big part of that protection as well, being a blocking tight end. What has he been like through this whole thing, Googs? I mean, how tough has it been on him, and how about the way you guys have improved?
Yeah, you know, Googs has been awesome since the day he's got here. He's got that fiery attitude. You know, so always getting after everybody, you know, because he wants the best out of everyone. So, you know, we obviously have had a lot of moving parts, and, you know, I think we've found, you know, a base that solidifies, you know, who we are as an offense, because it all starts up front with them. So I think, you know, we've got a good thing going, and as long as everyone stays healthy, you know, we'll be all right.
So you were in St. Louis with Josh. So was the offense different? How different is the offense from St. Louis to New England? I mean, obviously different quarterback, but was it tough for you to come in and accommodate yourself to what was going on, or was it just, okay, riding a bike?
I wish it was like riding a bike. You know, I think you can attest to this. When you go from team to team or offense to offense, you know, you put your heart and soul into learning this, and then, you know, whatever happens. In my case, I was released, and then went to Washington for 6 hours, and then got the call from Bill to come here. And, you know, I had my notebooks and things from years past, and was looking through them, flipping through them, trying to get, you know, something back from it. And I did the first day. I was telling a story over the weekend to a couple buddies. I got my rear end kicked. I didn't know my A from my elbow. So it was definitely tough, and I didn't know what was going to happen, but the recall and all that came back pretty quick. But the first couple of days were definitely tough. You know, different terminology, a lot of moving parts in this offense. So it took a little bit of time to get back into it, but it finally came back.
And then there's the added pressure of just what the play is called and how your coach wants you to run the route.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the Brady factor, where this is how – he wants you to run the route.
Exactly.
Can you talk to that a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. You know, you come in on Wednesdays and usually have the game plan. You'll obviously get it before Wednesday, but Wednesday's our first day to get out on the field and really, you know, put it into play. And, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, it's this way. Then you get to Saturday walkthrough, and then you might pull you aside and say, do this. Well, then you just told me for 3 days to run. No, just do this. All right.
Yeah, because that'll be an attaboy.
Exactly. Well, I guess you are. You know, you're out there, so I'll listen to you.
Going back to Indy for a second, you watched some of them, you mm-hmm. studied some of them. What sticks out to you about that defense? Obviously, people think Andrew Luck in their offense first, mm-hmm. but their defense has been impressive from time to time.
Very impressive. You know, first of all, as a team, they're playing really well at home, so that'll be a huge factor. Their fan base is awesome, so... we really have to, you know, have our communication down Sunday night and go from there. But obviously, their defense as a whole, they're definitely, you know, very good, playing real well. You know, their linebackers, their secondaries, been playing really well. Again, I went to school with Fonte Davis, is having a great year. So everyone is going to have a good game for us, and it'll be a big test.
Is that Vernon Davis's brother, Vonte?
Yes.
Vonte.
And from what I remember, they have the same mother.
Okay.
So, I don't know the mother, but she's
tough. She's a hell of an athlete.
Yeah. So you went to school with him. So is there any, has there been any chatter back and forth?
No,
you know,
not
beforehand?
Yet.
You guys going to exchange jerseys after the game?
I don't know.
That seems to be like the new trend now.
It is, but I don't know. That's a big bill.
Are they going to charge you for that if you give your jersey away?
I think so. I think they do. I haven't done it in 5 years. I don't know what I'm waiting for, but I will.
When
sometime.
You did it 5 years ago,
yeah.
Did you the payroll deduct
yeah,
in the bottom of your check?
Did. Exactly.
$175?
Yeah, maybe more than that.
Bill ever bring up Christian and the ways that Christian did things?
How to do things?
Or how not to do things?
How not to. Remember, there's this kid Fourier, right? Yeah. We had him years ago.
I used to ask him these questions, right? And he would just freeze.
No, hasn't brought.
Oh, never brought him up once. Really, I kind of thought that he would at some point in time.
You know what? Listen, those things are. It's very. Those are top secret type stuff. Yeah. Okay, only the most trusted players can get that information.
Exactly.
How do you have it, Michael? Have fun. Good luck on Sunday. Thanks for coming by. Thanks for spending a couple minutes with us.
Thanks
we appreciate
for
it.
Appreciate it.
All right.
You got it. Our interview with Michael is brought to you by Verizon. Never miss a Patriots game this season with the combined power of NFL Mobile and Fios Quantum TV and Internet exclusively from Verizon.